This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
His wife died at sea, and many believe that this actor is responsible for her death. Decades later, the police and the public are still trying to figure it out. Who is it? Find out on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Thursday, February 10th, 2022. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, it is National Giving Hearts Day today. I know Valentine's Day is like next week, right? And that's really giving hearts. But today is about like donations and charities and helping out charities and supporting the people that support charities, that work for charities and various organizations. How many times can I say charities in this one story? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Get a count. Send it to me on Twitter. Giving Hearts Day is also a fundraising event for charities in North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Since the first event in 2008, they've raised more than $112 million. There is a link in the description to that foundation, and you can help out with National Giving Hearts Day. It's also National Umbrella Day today. The word umbrella comes from the Latin word umbros, which means shade or shadow. I just thought that was kind of a cool fact. I usually don't talk about the origin of words, but why not in that case? Modern day umbrellas are strikingly similar to their designed models back in Greece and Rome. Back in the old days, the ancient days, they would walk around with umbrellas. Now, of course, there's been technological advancement and mechanisms that make these like, you know, easy open and protects us from rain and all these different things that they've done with umbrellas. You wouldn't think about the kind of modern Marvel aspect of umbrellas, but it's changed quite a bit. And there are over 33 million umbrellas sold each year in the United States. Okay, it's also National Home Warranty Day today. And this is one of those sponsored national days. I know I just talked about one of these a couple of days ago, and here's another one. There's a certain home warranty company that paid another company, and they made today their national day. Well, the funny thing is, it makes you think about other warranty companies as well that perhaps are also giving special offers today. So it makes today a great day to look at home warranties. And guess what? Here's the awesome thing about it. It's not your car warranty, and you're not getting a phone call about it. So I'll just go and count this one as a win. National Cream Cheese Brownies Day today as well. And here's the thing with these. I love the whole cream cheese aspect of this, right? Like, and the whole cheesecake sort of feel to it, and also the brownie feel to it. But merging the two, in some cases, it's not moist enough. It's just not quite there. It's a little dry to me, and hopefully, you know, there's certain places where you can go get one of these where you're going to have a good experience. Now, legend has it that Bertha Palmer of the Palmer House Hotel in Chicago asked a pastry chef to create something new that would fit into a box lunch, and this is what they came up with back in 1893. And some of them, I swear, they taste like they're still from 1893. All right. I know, I only take up 10 minutes of your day, and most of that time is complaining about brownies. Well, what are you going to do to fill the rest of the time of your day? Yeah, you're going to need some great podcasts to listen to. So each day, we feature a podcast for you to check out. And today, I want you to go check out Think Business with Tyler. This is hosted by Tyler Martin, and he talks with CEOs and business owners about the challenges, failures, and successes of growing and scaling a business. Tyler and his guests tackle tough issues around owner burnout, and who's not experiencing that right now after the pandemic? Like, come on. It's tough to not experience that. They also talk about efficient methods to grow revenue. Great time to talk about that, of course, right? And then leadership problems, staff turnover, all of these things are talked about on Think Business with Tyler. Please do go check it out. It is linked in the podcast description. Also in the podcast description, you're going to see a link to our Patreon account. Become a Patreon, and for just a few bucks a month, you'll receive commercial-free access to the podcast. You'll join me for behind-the-scenes live streams of recordings, and you're going to get your birthday mentioned alongside celebrities like, I don't know, Kanye West. If you're a Kanye West fan, that would be great. If you hate Kanye West, then I'll put you on a different day. Click the link in the description to join. All right, let's go back to a history item from today. We're not going to go that far back for today. We're going to go back to 2009. A large amount of space debris was created when a Russian and American satellite collided over Siberia. Now it's actual Americans and Russians potentially colliding over Siberia. Who knows? I don't know what's going on with this whole thing. Let's just pretend that's not happening and go back in time when things were cool and everything was fine. Yeah, an inactive Russian communications satellite named Cosmos 2251. That sounds like a book or like a movie or something, right? Cosmos 2251. I don't know. I would read that. It collided with a US-based commercial communications satellite, and there was no warning of this. It's a communications satellite. You'd think there would be in communication with other satellites so that it wouldn't collide. Well, they did, and it caused about 2,000 pieces of debris, ranging in size from 4 inches into a very technical term of pretty darn big. Yeah, there were some pretty darn big ones, like not just 4 inches, like big. The debris is essentially going to be floating out there in space for decades, so it could cause other collision risks for, you know, various other low Earth orbit objects, like, I don't know, Richard or Elon's or Jeff's little spaceships that are flying up there. They better be careful because they might land on some of this space junk. In fact, this 2000 is like the small part of this. There's more than 27,000 pieces of orbital debris or space junk. They travel at speeds of 17,500 miles per hour. Can you imagine a little 4-inch piece of space junk coming at you at 17,500 miles per hour? That's going to hurt. It's also going to be kind of hard to dodge it. So, all this stuff is flying out there. And actually, there might even be some more space debris. Now, what they try to do with big objects is they try to crash them down to Earth. And NASA actually just announced that the International Space Station will have its end of life in about January of 2031. Now, what's going to happen to that? Is it just going to be floating around as kind of this old abandoned space station out in space? No, they're actually going to crash it down to Earth. Yeah, the space station will be coming down to Earth. It is going to crash into the ocean. Jeez, I hope. They figured it out. They've done the math. It's going to crash into the ocean. And, you know, because that's where Earthlings put their trash, I guess. Not in space. No. We can't have that. Let's throw it in the ocean. The end of life of the International Space Station research won't stop NASA. They've signed agreements with three private companies to launch commercial space stations. And those are going to be used by private companies and government astronauts. And those will be going up soon. Also going up soon, NASA has said that they want to get back to the moon, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen earlier than 2025. So we could be heading back to the moon. Actually, on another podcast, I did talk about all the debris that we left on the moon. There's a whole catalog of that. This giant PDF, like 3 or 4 pages of stuff that we left on the moon. We just leave our junk everywhere, don't we? Hey, by the way, there's a new episode of DIY for Business out today. Steve Spiro is on the show, and it's great. I love doing this. I love doing the interviews with various business owners. So be sure to go check out our DIY for Business podcast. This is linked in the description. And who was the actor that I was talking about earlier? Well, he was twice married. His wife died at sea. Oh, by the way, twice married to the same person. Who was that? Well, that was Natalie Wood, the woman that died at sea. And some people still suspect him of murder. I'm talking about Robert Wagner. He is 91 today. Also, George Stephanopoulos turns 60 today. Laura Dern is 54. Emma Roberts is the big 3-0. Hey, tomorrow on the podcast, we're going to be talking about White Shirt Day, Peppermint Patty, and Nelson Mandela. I hope you enjoy learning about today. I'm Russ, and I will talk to you tomorrow.